Good morning and welcome to Dr. Lisa Solcenti's podcast, and I want to welcome you back to a new season. I know it is actually April, so I have to apologize that we didn't have any podcasts coming out for January, February, and March. So I had a couple personal things going on and a very busy practice, so it got a little bit pushed to the side, and I apologize, but we are here for the new year, and we're going to have, I have a whole, a lot of fun things coming your way. So today we are going to be talking about MTHFR, the genetic mutation. I know it looks like a bad word, and at first glance, I actually saw Monday, Thursday, Friday, but then someone pointed out to me that it looks like a bad word, which would be like mother or you-know-whatter, and I was like, oh boy, this is going to be fun explaining, because every time I do meet with somebody, they bring that up, and it's kind of funny, but what it really stands for is MTHFR. It's the short name for the enzyme that changes folic, F-O-L-I-C, acid, to the active and natural form of folate, and that natural form of folate is what the body uses. The enzyme's fancy name is methylfolate reductase. So that's really what MTHFR stands for. This enzyme, which it's M-methylfolate reductase, we will now call MTHFR, is a cofactor that's needed to convert homocysteine to methionine. It's also you're going to see that MTHFR is also used or influences many pathways in the body. So with this MTHFR mutation, the issue is the gene does not produce the enzyme. So when you don't have the enzyme, you're more at risk for some of these pathways being compromised and some methylation processes going on, liver and also brain and neurotransmitter pathways and things like that we're going to get into. Now, what is folic acid? F-O-L-I-C. You need to understand the difference between the natural form of folate and the folic acid. So folic acid is a synthetic form of folate. It's actually not found naturally in nature. It is made in a lab and added to foods and supplements, especially vitamins. So when you're looking at a vitamin and you know you're looking at that nutrition label, you'll see folate, you'll see folic acid, and then sometimes you'll see a bunch of words, which we're going to get into. So when the body is struggling to convert this folic acid, the synthetic form of folate, to the natural form, too much folic acid can result in the body. So if it's not converting, think about this equation. If folic acid has to get changed to folate, natural folate, then that's good, right? That happens and your body gets natural folate and uses it for many metabolism and pathways it needs. However, if it doesn't do that, that means you're going to get an unequal equation. So that would mean you'll get a buildup of folic acid because it's not getting converted and you're not going to get enough folate. So you're going to get like a deficiency. So a seesaw where the folic acid would be high and the folate would be low. And this could be actually a toxic scenario for the body. The natural form of folate is called 5-L-methylfolate. It's also seen as L-methylfolate, and sometimes you'll see it written as 5-MTHF. There's different ways you've seen it, but really it's 5-L-methylfolate. So if folic acid is not converted to the natural form of folate, you can have a deficiency in folate, but also there's going to be other nutrients that depend on folate. So we could have a deficiency in B12, in B6, in glutathione, in homocysteine, and some from here, other pathways can actually suffer too. And this is what happens when some people have this MTHFR genetic mutation. And this is really the basic pattern of how it begins, why certain dysfunctions start occurring. And we will dive into that deeper in this series that we're going to be doing. But right now, I want to get into, before I leave you on this podcast, is the different types of MTHFR mutations. So it is a blood test that you can get done. And I've also seen it in a saliva test. It's a one-time test for your life, so you don't have to get it done more than once. So you either have it or you don't. And once you get the blood test and it says you have it or you don't, that's it. You don't have to get it done again. In order to understand the MTHFR mutations, I want you to understand what the word normal means, because I know in our society people scream at normal, you can't use it. I know in the autism world, I've gotten yelled at for using it, but in the medical world or in functional medicine, normal is our healthy baseline. And we really need normal so we can compare other things to it. And that's how you come up with abnormal or this is dysfunctional, this isn't really where it should be. So in doing so, we can tell something is off by comparing a lab result or an x-ray or an MRI to which would be a normal range or a normal x-ray or a normal MRI. So if you think about it, if I take an x-ray of a hand that's injured, the best way to go about this is to take pictures of both hands and looking at what the normal hand is for that patient. That patient might have, their hands might have things that other people's hands don't have. So you want to take a picture of the hand, see what's normal for that patient, and then compare the injured hand to that. So you can see where normal would be, where abnormalities might be that one hand has and the other hand doesn't have. And same thing when we draw blood, we look commonly at acceptable markers, right? We look at these ranges that are acceptable for the normal population, and that's how they come up with these ranges. It's just what is the average for the normal population that's considered, quote, healthy. So if we're looking at the heart system, cholesterol, LDL, HDL, apolipoproteins, glucose, A1C, all these markers that you guys hear about, we have to compare your findings, your results, to the range or the normal range for these numbers. Now, it's not cutbook. It's not cookbook. It's not a cookie cutter thing for everyone. Some people's ranges for cholesterol can be higher, and it's okay. So, but this is what we have to have at least a baseline for. And these markers will be compared to this baseline range that would represent normal or healthy. Obviously, as a functional medicine practitioner, I do compare a range that might be outside the norm. I look at other markers. I don't look at just one. But for here, I just want you to understand what the word normal stands for. So if a marker is higher or lower and outside the range, we might flag it. And we're going to say, hey, this is a little abnormal. But again, we're going to actually compare that marker to other markers to see if something's going on. The whole goal of looking at a flagged marker or a marker that's not in the normal range and we would consider abnormal is to know that we need to now look deeper into why. Why is this not normal? Why is this out of range? So let's get back to MTHFR, because now I need to talk to you about what the normal gene looks like. And it also can be referred to as wild. You might see it as quote, wild, unquote. That's a lot of times that pops up in labs. So when you see the word wild, we mean normal, which again, they don't want to use the word normal. So they use the word wild. And that was confusing for me at first because I felt wild would be, the wild one, the mutant one, but it's not. It's wild means normal. So the normal MTHFR gene is what you would see is MTHFR677CC. It also can be written as MTHFR677C. The whole basic point that you need to know is that the 677 gene is going to have two C's. And the other variant you could have is MTHFR1298, and it would be AA. Or it could be A1298A. Again, the normal or wild gene here would have two A's. So these two MTHFR genes, the 677CC and the 1298AA, are normal. Meaning if you have these, you're fine. You do not have the MTHFR genetic mutation, you have the correct enzyme, and all is good. So you could breathe, relax. There you go. You don't have to worry about it. Now, what does this mean? I want to explain what you're seeing here. If you're looking at MTHFR677CC, the 677 is on the gene position 677, you should have two C's or two cystosines. And so that's what you're seeing. So the position 677 should have two C's. And on the MTHFR1298AA, on the gene position 1298, you should have two A's or two adenines. And that is the normal wild MTHFR gene. Okay, that's good. That means you do not have a mutation because it's normal. Now, there's four variants of the MTHFR mutations. And this is what we're going to talk about at the rest of this podcast, would be if you're looking at your lab work and you don't see MTHFR677CC or 1298AA and you see something else, you may have one of these variants. So variant one would be that we replace one of the C's with a T, which is a thymine. So you're going to look at it like MTHFR677CT. So one of the C's, when you're transcribing the genes at that position 677, one of the C's got replaced with a T. So you will see 677CT. It also can be written where they put the number in between the letters. So you would see C677T. We call this heterozygous because it means you have one mutation, meaning that one of the C's got replaced with a T. And that means you've got this mutation from one parent. The other variant is if you got the mutation from both parents. So this would be called homozygous. And it would look like both C's getting replaced by T's. So you would have 677TT. Or it can also be written as T677T. And basically, those are the variants of the 677CC. Let's review it. So the MTHFR677CC is the normal and the wild gene. You don't have the mutation. The two mutations or variants you can have is that one of the C's gets replaced by a T, or two of the C's get replaced by a T. That's because you have two parents. So if you get one mutation from one parent, you only have one of the C's replaced. And if you get the mutation from both parents, you're going to have two of the C's replaced by T's. So heterozygous is meaning that one of the C's is replaced, and homozygous is two of the C's are replaced. All right, so what we're basically saying is the variants these are mutations on the gene position 677, where cysteine gets replaced by thymine. If one cysteine gets replaced by thymine, it's a heterozygous mutation, and it's 677CT. And if two are replaced, you're going to have a homozygous mutation, which is 677TT. All right, so you would have one of those. Now, let's look at the MTHFR1298A. That's the normal wild MTHFR gene. You don't have MTHFR, right? But we can do the same thing that we just did with the 677. So if we look at this, the 1298AA, one of the A's can be replaced by a C, which is the adenine is getting replaced by a cytosine. And that's the same thing. It's going to look at 1298AC. Or if you put it in the middle, it'll be A 1298C. And that again is a heterozygous mutation, meaning that you got one of the A's replaced by a C from one of the parents. Now, if you get both mutations from, you know, both parents or both variants, that means both of the A's are going to be replaced by two C's. So it'll look like 1298CC. And that's when both A's get replaced by two C's. That would be homozygous, meaning that you got two mutations, from one parent and one from another. So heterozygous always means one from one parent, and homozygous means two, that you get it from both parents. So let's look at this, that the variants are mutations on the gene position 1298, where adenine gets replaced by cytosine. So if you get one adenine replaced by cytosine, you had a heterozygous mutation 1298AC. And if two adenines get replaced by cytosines, you're going to have a homozygous mutation 1298CC. And that is understanding the MTHFR genetic mutations and interpreting your lab results. We're going to have another podcast on what this all means. But before I leave you, I want to give you the last part of the MTHF puzzle. And it can be a little tricky because I think you just grasped what I told you there. But there's some verbiage or terms that are used commonly with MTHFR mutation variants, and they could be confusing. And so heterozygous and homozygous right there could be a little confusing. You don't really need to use that term if you don't want to. You can just say, hey, I have MTHFR 1298AC, right? And I just, when you look at the word AC, you know, oh, well, one of the adenines got replaced by cytosine. So you could see it. If you're 1298CC, you're like, oh, both the A's are missing, so it got replaced by two C's. You can just look at it and know what you have. But when you're reading about it and you're using verbiage, they use these words heterozygous and homozygous. So I wanted to explain to you that heterozygous basically means that you're just going to see one of the letters replaced, and homozygous is going to show you that both the letters were replaced. Now, the tricky part that I want to leave you with is that you might see the word compound heterozygous mutation, and you might see the word compound homozygous mutation, and you're like, what the heck does this mean? So what that means, it's when a person has two heterozygous variations. So it basically means that we said heterozygous is when you lose one, just one of the letters. So compound means that you have an MTHFR 677 CT plus an MTHFR 1298 AC. What does that mean? You have both MTHFR 677 heterozygous and you have MTHFR 1298 heterozygous. So it means that you have a 67, you have a 677 mutation and a 1298 mutation. So you can have both of these. The heterozygous would mean that you have both of the ones that only have the one letters changed. Compound homozygous mutation would mean that you have two of them. You know, you have the 677 mutation and the 1298 mutation, but you have a compound one, homozygous, meaning that you have both letters of both mutations. I've never seen this one on anyone. But it would be MTHFR 677 TT, okay? So both the C's got replaced by the T's, and MTHFR 1298 CC, where both the A's got replaced by the C's. What this would mean scientifically is that you got the MTHFR 67 from both parents, and you got the MTHFR 1298 from both parents. So you got all four variants that you could get. The most I've seen in my practice is three variants. So I've seen combinations, and this is where you can have combinations of these things, and it gets confusing. And that's why someone, an expert like me, is very helpful in interpreting this and what does it mean. We're going to get more into this in the series, but you can see like somebody having a 677 CT, which is a heterozygous because you're only getting one of the C's replaced by a T, but then they have the 1298 CC, where they get both the A's replaced. So that would be three variants. And I get into explaining that, and that's where the talk gets a little tricky and the puzzle is a little like, I don't really know what this means and what to do. So there are very various ways that you can see MTHFR mutations. You can start Googling it and reading things, and the verbiage gets a little confusing. You just really want to know, do you have the genetic mutation? And if so, which variant do you have? You can have up to four. And I've never really seen four. I have seen three out of the four. I've seen two out of the four. You want to know, you know, what is that? And the testing is pretty simple. Again, it's just blood draw, or I've seen it in saliva. And we personally offer this test. I personally offer this test. It can stand alone and get it alone, but there's a very special price when you add it to other tests. So I love to do the MTHFR test with the micronutrient test. I have talked about that in the podcast, but that's our vitamin and our mineral, our antioxidant, our amino acid test, because it's allowing me to see, do you have enough folate? Do you have enough B12? Do you have enough B6? Is the glutathione working? Is the cysteine working? Which are just other factors and cofactors that play with MTHFR. So that is a big chat today, and that's the beginning of our MTHFR series. And you can also find, I have a protocol and I call it a protocol guide. It's a mini ebook on my website called the MTHFR ADD ADHD and Autism Spectrum Connection. And it's there too if you'd like to grab that and learn more about MTHFR. But we also will be having some podcasts on it. And thank you. I just want to thank you for today. If you need anything, you could always contact me. And just know also that this doesn't replace your medical care or, you know, treat anything. This is really for educational purposes. Thank you.